Yep.
Bo Hess.
And now, the end is near.
Bo.
Felger and Mass.
98.5.
The Sports Hub.
Well, I just wonder on some level, and I don't know, maybe it's informed speculation, maybe it's not.
Ooh, like, I like this.
But if you're McDaniels, or even Patricia for that matter, but more McDaniels, and now, especially now that Garoppolo's gone, but even so, you really want to be the guy that follows Bill Belichick?
Not if I'm on the hook for picking the next quarterback and developing the next quarterback, and you know, having to start all over with that, and now I got this goofiness with Brady and Alex Guerrero, and like I'm going to assume all this. No, I think the job's less attractive.
I just know that, you know, if I were one of those guys, I would be careful about taking that job. I think that following that kind of guy is impossible. It's impossible. He is the greatest coach of all time.
Well, but it's one thing, though, if there's a transition plan.
Well, sure, again, but this comes back to Garoppolo. Like, you know, I just look at it and say, I don't know. Like, what? You're going to go in, you know, the way that Pete Carroll did, for crying out loud? And although he inherited a good team at the time. But even, and that was a disaster, for crying out loud.
But, you know, and another thing is, as good as Brady is on the field, still. So you have that, for sure. His off-the-field thing with Guerrero has been a real divisive problem on that team. I mean, seriously.
Yes!
Like, it's been a serious issue. And, again, off-field. Just your off-field management of the team. Hasn't affected you on the field in your wins and losses and your record, obviously, either. But so, I mean, maybe you shouldn't care about the off-field thing, but you still have to deal with it. Like, Bill's had to deal with that crap. I can't get the guy's everywhere. He's telling the players that we're giving him bad medical advice. He's telling the players to come see him and not see our guys. We have this weightlifting regimen that everyone goes on. Alex tells you not to lift weights. Tells you to stretch more and use the vibrating thing. And, like, can we get this guy out of here? And, okay, but then the quarterback goes and cries to the owner. And the owner's like, well, can you give him an office down here? And, like, there's this whole thing you got to deal with. And the quarterback feels like he's getting a little bit goofier by the day. Sounds more like a Branch Davidian every day. And for as good as he is on the field, feels like he's becoming difficult off it or a little entitled or something. And so now you've got to follow Bill Belichick. You've only got a year or two or however many left with Tom Brady. You've got to pick the next guy, develop the next guy. You have the goofiness with this trainer. You're probably losing your defensive coordinator for sure. Patricia's gone. Maybe you lose your personnel guy in the bargain. And so how good is this job? So
Hey, you're preaching to the choir.
I hear you.
I told you. I mean, now to me, the biggest piece is the quarterback. Again, if Garoppolo's here, I'll put up with all the other stuff. I will. I'll put up with it if I'm a coach. Fine, you're going to give me the quarterback? No problem. I get a good owner and a good quarterback, I'll figure out the rest. Because you're going to have that in every organization. But now you take the quarterback away, and you had him? You had him in the system for crying out loud. You drafted him. He knew no other operation. His entire NFL existence was in your operation with your playbook. You had it. You had it perfectly. And you let him go?
Okay, so meanwhile, how does this all affect the team going forward? Not one lick. I think it actually helps them motivating-wise, circling the wagons-wise, all that sort of stuff. I said that last week. I feel it today. The story is going to help them, and the public backlash, if you will, is going to help them. Because these issues, the real story is the issues internally, and they've existed for months, and they've already dealt with them. They've come to peace with them. In fact, there was supposed to be another meeting today. Jimmy Stewart and his underground sources understood that it was Brady, Belichick, and Kraft today, or was supposed to.
Apparently, it's already happened, and they've cleared the air.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what you're reporting.
Gossiping.
Better.
I have walked back there a couple of times, and he's texting away during these commercial breaks.
So you're saying Belichick...
I've been texting all day with people. It's marvelous.
I usually do that in my car during snowstorms.
Belichick, Kraft, and Brady had a come to Jesus meeting today.
Yep.
And the air was cleared.
Yep.
Okay. We'll see if Jim... I haven't heard that anywhere else. We'll see if that... We'll see if that, in fact, is the case.
I mean, if you're Belichick, right, just how would you feel about Brady's, and I say this generally now, focus level, you know, in the last couple of years?
Good.
With all the off-field stuff and the Guerrero.
The off-field thing's been a total pain in the ass. Has he lost focus on the field?
I don't know. Has he?
I don't believe so.
I mean, he didn't play great the last five weeks.
They've lost like five games total in the last couple of years.
Okay. I mean, the last 5 weeks, how do you think he's played?
Average.
That's because he's hurt.
Okay, maybe. It might be. I'm just telling you, I wonder if Belichick looks at Brady sometimes and says, is this guy more interested in running his company, and or is he going to play quarterback for me now?
He can't have, look, he buried him on the field in that ESPN story, which I thought was unfair, because on the field, I think Brady's pretty impeccable, and has been. So that was unfair. Bill doesn't want to deal with the goofy trainer and dividing the locker room on where to go for treatment. Like, that's a pain in the ass for the head coach. And it speaks to an entitled player who's usurping his power, which is the greatest crime you can commit against Bill Belichick. That's his problem with Brady, is that whole thing. But anyway, I think the team's motivated by it. They'll circle the wagons. Maybe you'll hear about this meeting if Jimmy's onto something and they've, you know, come together and they're fine. The team is fine. I think someone who should be the most motivated is Tom Brady. Because, again, in that story, either Bill or Bill's people let the world know that he looks like a 40-year-old quarterback who's getting his players hurt and is shying away from contact and is fragile and is jumpy and won't take coaching anymore and is crying about the player of the week and has the young players call him sir and is locking out Jimmy Garoppolo. That all pointed to Brady. That was a hit piece on Brady. If I'm him, I'm pissed. And I take that out on everybody else, meaning the league. And so that's where we are. Your phone's the rest of the hour. Jake and Methuen. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, guys. So I guess I just want to kind of make the assumption is that I know a lot of people blame it on the explosion with just Garoppolo, but I feel like the Patriots have blown it twice at least this year. The big thing that's really been itching me is the whole Jacoby Brissett trade. That really kind of rubbed me the wrong way at the beginning of the season. I know we just got Philip Dorsett, who's a below-average kind of bust receiver, hasn't shown any really resolve on the Patriots yet. And we look at that, like, the quarterback is the centerpiece of the formula. You look at, I'm going to take an example from a franchise this happened to.
Joe,
Denver Broncos.
Right, just let me stop you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you think Brissett's is a starting franchise guy?
I think he's a guy that if you stick him with Belichick for a few more years, and then you have McDaniels and Brissett in the future, at least, maybe we might lose Jimmy. That's the thing.
Okay, you're not answering. If with Brissett with Belichick and McDaniels, all things work out perfect. What's Jacoby Brissett's ceiling?
A decent backup, better than Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, he could be a middle low end starter.
That's what I was going to say.
Tops.
At tops, he's a top 20 quarterback. You know, he might be in the bottom half. He might be right at the midway point. I think that's his ceiling. I don't think he'd be any better than that.
Blake Bortles.
I just don't. But look, I didn't think he could be as good as he was in Indy. And not that he was good. He was just functional. Like I didn't think he could survive as an NFL quarterback week to week, and he did. So he's better than I gave him credit for. So you can second get the Brissett thing, but I think that's in terms of a backup. He'd be a nice backup to have. You drafted him. You developed him. He's in your system. He's in your book. Like, those are the kind of guys that's who you want to be your backup, not Brian Hoyer. So like, that's just sort of annoying from a backup quarterback standpoint. I don't look at that as the franchise. I don't think he's that guy. Paul and Billerica, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good. What do you got?
God, listen. Hi, Maz. Jimmy, you're my favorite. Listen, I just wanted to talk about it. Can we talk about some football? I mean, Mariota against the front seven, the DBs.
Do you worry about Mariota, Paul? Paul, do you worry about Mariota?
No, not at all.
Okay, so what's to talk about?
All the behind the scenes stuff. I want to talk about football.
Okay, I just asked you. Try it again. Does Mariota have a chance against
the last hour? Let's talk about football and predictions.
Okay, Paul.
Let's see what we got.
Paul, does Mariota have a chance against the Patriots?
Not a chance at all.
So what's we're talking about there? That's not what we're talking about, is it?
Yeah, but how about changing it up a little bit? Murray, chime in, will you?
Yeah, if you care this much, man, start a podcast. I don't know what to tell you.
No. But
he wants to talk about the game and the matchup, so here's what I would tell you. Patriots are going to kick their ass, and that's the end of it.
We just talked about it.
Yeah, what's there to talk about? They're going to get killed.
They're going to get killed. The Titans want to run the ball on offense and blitz you on defense. What are the two surest ways to lose against the Patriots?
Run the ball and blitz.
Thank you. The only way to beat the Patriots is to be bold and push the ball downfield and try and spread them out and expose them, and no one cares to do it. And on defense, you can't blitz. You got to get home with your base rushers. You have to play press coverage. Dick LeBeau, remember Dick LeBeau from Pittsburgh? Brady basically wiped his butt with Dick LeBeau for a decade, from 04 to 14. He's now the D coordinator in Tennessee. So he blitzes and plays off coverage in the secondary. Is that how you beat Brady?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Again, do you want the numbers here? I'll bring them up. Brady, 6-2 in his career against Dick LeBeau, completing 68% of his passes for 2,496 yards. That's 312 per game. 19 touchdowns and 3 picks. The Patriots have also averaged 32.8 points per game against Dick LeBeau. They're going to murder this team. You can't talk yourself into it. Believe me, I tried this morning. Well, they got a running game, and Derrick Henry ran real. You can't.
Yeah, but Felga, I want to talk some X's and O's. Like, I think they should cover Delanie Walker. If they cover Delanie Walker, I think that's it. I think the Titans are done.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks for ending your workday with Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dumb move.
And streaming at CBSBostonSports.com.
Are the chances of him leaving the Patriots, is that even a realistic scenario?
Hannah, look, first of all, if we're going to talk about Bill Belichick to the New York Giants, he's got time left on his contract. Do you think that Robert Kraft is just going to let him out? And do you think if Bill Belichick wants to quit, that they're just going to let him go to the Giants? And do you think that Bill Belichick, at his age right now, wants to go take over a start-over, rebuilding job? And do you think he wants to go take over a team where there's a new GM that he hasn't worked with? And do you think he wants to go take over a situation where there's not a quarterback? Yeah, I'm sure that the 49ers, before they traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, would have loved to have had Aaron Rodgers come back home or Tom Brady come back home. I'm sure there are many situations like that.
The fans can only dream, and that's all
it is. They can dream. They can dream.
Dream, people.
They can dream.
Hey, Bill, there was a report in the New York Daily News this weekend that you would have some interest in coaching the Giants. I just want to see if there's any truth to that.
Right now, my interest is trying to do the best I can for our football team to get ready for Saturday night against Tennessee. That's where my total focus is.
I mean, is your intention definitely to be back with the Patriots next season?
Absolutely.
You know, you give me crap, Murray, about my tonality. You say my tonality is a problem. How is the tonality of Belichick right there?
It's the same as it always is. Hey, dismissive.
An important question, though. Which is your intention to be back at the Patriots next year? Absolutely.
You're adding the shrug for the television audience.
If you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, there's Mass is putting a little flavor on it.
Well, I'm sure he shrugged sitting by in his phone, for crying out loud. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's probably got his feet kicked up on his desk, and he's sucking on a Ricola.
He's scratching his undercarriage.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Probably sitting there buck naked, you know, with his hand in his pants. Yeah, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
John in Portland. Go ahead, John. What do you got?
I'm not a psychologist, but discord amongst family members is common, natural, and actually healthy. Okay, but I don't want to get into that. Trading Garoppolo for a second-round pick, I don't care if they got a first-round pick, the safety valve on Brady in case he gets hurt when you have a Super Bowl right in front of you. I think even if he walks the next year for nothing, it was worth keeping him. What do you guys think about that?
You're saying Garoppolo?
Yeah, Garoppolo.
Yes. That's the part I like about it the least. Again, I would have kept him. I'm not going to blast him for trading him because Brady's still playing at a great level. But if you're going to go that far, you might as well just hang on to him for the year and trade him under the franchise tag. You're still going to get a second. For sure. No, if Cleveland was willing to give you that fourth overall pick, they would have come around with the second to beat out other teams under the tag.
Hey, listen, you're preaching to the choir.
So why not carry that insurance all the way through the year?
Yeah, I didn't want to give him away at all. I don't like the whole insinuation that, like, you know, you keep him as a backup. Like, anytime you even go near that topic, I don't mean you. The callers go near that topic, it drives me bananas. If that's true, then Belichick should have a good backup every year. Because he can win the Super Bowl every year with Brady, so it would behoove him to have a good backup every year. Like, you know, this was not about just having a backup. He was the successor. He was the next guy.
Our buddy Wayne's in Grafton. Hi, Wayne.
How you doing? You know, Brady, I mean, I think he's a great quarterback. I've enjoyed all the Super Bowl wins, all the entertainment, but he has become a tool bag. Maybe you can thank, Yoko Munchkin for that. But it's now he's become unlikable. He's turned into the LeBron James of football. And Nez, as your straw man would say, I could picture him going to Robert Kraft and going, yeah, you got to trade Jimmy Garoppolo because he's prettier than me. But I think he should be, they should have kept Garoppolo, obviously, and have, Brady retire with some class and him and Yoko Munchkin go off into the rainforest naked, embrace some trees, and save the world. Peace out.
Okay, Wayne, I don't think Brady's become unlikable, but I think there has been a thing. I think he's different now than he used to be. He's different. And for a head coach, it's different in a bad way. He's become more entitled, and the trainer thing has been a problem behind the scenes and, you know, in the locker room with the players. And, again, if you read Ron Borges on Saturday, I think it was, Borges said that, you know, he talked to an associate of Belichick a couple years ago who said in 3 years, Brady's going to be a problem. Brady's going to be a problem at the end. That was a quote,
problem,
right?
At the end, yeah.
Brady's going to be a problem at the end, which you know, he hasn't been on the field, but off the field, Belichick would consider that a problem. When he's got a training staff, Belichick does, and there's players who are torn whether to go to the team training staff or the TB12 staff because they want to get in good with the quarterback, that's a problem for the head coach. And that's a player that's gotten a little too much power, which is all Bill cares about, and a little too much entitlement, and Bill would consider that a problem. I don't know how on the field you can consider him a problem, even with the last month. Brady's no problem on the field, so please stop with that. And for, you know, for Bill or Bill's camp to portray it that way in that ESPN story, like, that was the most unfair part. Because, you know, they made it look like Brady's old and creaky and not the same and getting players hurt. Like, that's, look, he's had a rough month by his standards, but he ain't no problem on the field. Stop with that. Anthony in Gloucester. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Do you think that these recent reports have anything to do with the ESPN 30 for 30 coming out about Bill Belichick?
So, in what way? Draw
some attention, yeah.
So, it's a promotional, so Bill's worried about promoting his 30 for 30 special?
I don't think it necessarily is him, but perhaps they, you know, were talking a little bit more with him. They had him closer, so.
So, okay, if you want to say Bill's been working with ESPN, and maybe that smoothed some things in terms of access, sure, I'll grant you that.
Bill would never. Because the Pats hate ESPN, and ESPN hates the Pats.
Bill just sat down for a big long one with Parcells and 30 for 30 on ESPN coming up, and he and his camp just gave a fabulous story to ESPN, the magazine. So he's working with ESPN. Did that, maybe a little bit. But I just take it on its face. We've been hearing about this for months. Bedard's known things for weeks and months, and other Patriots reporters, you know, are just, they've all talked around this issue of Kraft ordering, mandating, implying, whatever he did.
Leveraging
Bill to trade Garoppolo. Right? So we've been talking around this for weeks, and the Guerrero thing has been out for weeks and months, and Seth just got some better details on it, and that's when he got it. I think it should motivate the crap out of Brady, though. Because, again, that story makes Brady look like a chump.
Oh, he'll be focused on Saturday. I don't think there's any question about that.
Dave in Maine. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, in calling between the meeting there between Belichick and Kraft, I think Belichick wants Kraft, Garoppolo to start a couple of games to prep for next year because they already won the division. Brady says, no way. So, Kraft, we trade Garoppolo to a bad team to get experience.
Hey, Dave,
to see his ability and then sign Kraft offseason to replace Brady, take over if Brady is injured.
David, where are you from again?
Maine.
I couldn't tell.
Maine.
Typical.
I thought that was Bum Phillips, Bum Phillips that called.
That Maynard, the real Maynard accent even has a little twang to it.
Yeah,
you can't get there from here. The real reason we traded Garoppolo is...
No, you got it wrong. It was Garoppolo.
Garoppolo. To have experience with a bad team.
Garoppolo.
No, it was either Maine or Connecticut. I mean, like, where else were you going?
Maine. We did a Bruins Minute for you earlier in the day. Kelly and Chelsea wants to follow up on that. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I'm calling in about the Bruins, about the game last night.
Do it.
I think Tuukka Rask, he is no good.
He sucked Kelly, he sucked last night. I'll give it to you.
He is terrible. And what do you think about Bergeron when he got hurt and he went off the ice, he came back? What do you think about that? Do you think he's going to still be hurt?
No, he's fine. You know, Kelly, he played the rest of the game. I didn't panic because it happens. Don't get me wrong. It happens. But generally when you get hit by a shot, you just get hit by a shot. It's like Greg Campbell broke his leg. Remember that?
Oh, sure.
The playoff game. He finished the shift. But usually, even off the knee, like, you're usually okay when you get hit by a shot.
Usually just a bruise.
It's usually just...
So I didn't love the way they were talking about it. You know, that you get hit on the side there a little bit, and there's no protection, and I didn't love the area. So that is what I was kind of flipping out about.
Perfect time for the bye week.
Oh, yeah,
it's
good,
just so asinine to talk about the NHL bye week.
And what she is... Look, I've been a Rask doubter, but to go back to what she said, Rask sucked. You're in the position you're in mostly over the last month because of Rask.
Okay, but...
And you get a point last night because of Rask.
Okay, I did... even if that first statement were true, which it's not, you're there largely because your entire team was playing great. Rask didn't carry you this last month. You watched the games. The whole team's been great.
Yeah, they have, but he's been pretty damn good, too.
He's been good along with them, but he didn't carry them. I can't think of many games he stole for you.
I mean, they won the three games before Pittsburgh. I think they were 5-1, 5-zip, 7-1.
Okay, they're just...
the Carolina game was a joke.
No, but they're cruising.
But they were obliterating people.
And Hudobin's numbers are very similar. So they've had just as much success in front of Hudobin as Rask. In fact, more if you go by win-loss percentage. So I don't think Rask carried you anywhere. But even if he did, what does that have to do with last night? He was getting beat at the blue line.
And he admitted it after the game. He had a suck game. But in the third period, when they all have cement legs... And they could have packed that game in at 3-1. The way he played in the third period with like 15 or 16 saves or whatever it was, you get the point because of him.
Murray, I will say this. He was the second worst goalie I saw all weekend. Cam Ward was worse.
Oh, yeah. My God. Both
Carolina,
those guys
in Carolina, holy crap, did he suck, Cam Ward. That was like watching Malcolm Subban part two. He sucked in that game. Was he awful? I'm done.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Final thought on this. We asked you a few weeks ago. We know what your answer was then. Perhaps it's changed. Do you expect to finish your career in a Patriots uniform?
Well, what was my answer a few weeks ago?
Michael Jordan played for the Washington Wizards. Joe Montana played for the Kansas City Chiefs. And you never have a lot of happy endings in sports. It's not a fairy tale. But my hope is that I would finish and always want to be a Patriot.
Well, in that aspect, I haven't changed at all. So I know careers change. They change places. Great players change. Coaches change. Ownership changes. That's just the way it is. So, you know, I think there's a humility that you understand that you're not bigger than any of this. And I believe I'm certainly not. And, now I love this team. I love this organization. And hopefully we can go out and make everybody proud by finishing this season the right way.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just got a quick question for you guys. If Deflategate never happens and Brady doesn't get suspended, does this outcome with Garoppolo turn out differently, and are we able to keep him and sign him an extension without the national recognition?
Oh, you're saying because he would have no market.
Yeah, like, maybe. Like did Deflategate take us? Did Jimmy G basically Deflategate? Right. We lost him because of that.
Right, yeah, maybe. Maybe, Anthony. Absolutely. He whetted everybody's appetite. So, yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Gotcha.
Here's Joe in Roslindale with a football thought. Imagine that. Go ahead, Joe.
Yo, what's up, boys? Maz, you look good today. I like your shirt. You look like an ice cream man.
Thanks, Joe. What do you got?
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyways, wouldn't a great Super Bowl be, you know, the New Orleans Saints versus the Pats? It would be great to see that matchup. But it would be even better if the Pats, you know, just took a hot, steamy dump right down their throat. Just for the sake of the Atlanta Falcons and that whole stupid halftime routine when they did the 28-3 thing when they played them. It'd be great to just, you know, pay them back kind of and just take a big dump on this organization and see them blow them out.
Go ahead. I was talking to Jimmy.
Clearly he wants to dump all over the Saints for some reason.
Why?
I don't know exactly. I didn't necessarily put it all together either. I couldn't quite follow his logic. But I do like the idea of Brady and Breeze against a coach in Peyton who seems to have some balls, maybe that sometimes pushes him to the edge of stupidity like it did yesterday.
What would be the most fun team to beat from the NFC in the Super Bowl? Would it be more fun to absolutely crush the dreams of the Atlanta Falcons again? Just absolutely gut them?
Yes.
Or to go into Minneapolis and face down 10 million purple people-eating, you know.
Oh, the Vikings. So
much. Just that whole, the whole hype and the whole thing of Minneapolis and Minnesota, home week and all their fans and the stadium, you know, just decked out in purple and going in there and just don't you think that would be more fun?
No, Atlanta would be more fun.
You think so?
Yeah, totally. After 28-3, you get there and then, you know, spit in their face again. That'd be great. You destroy Atlanta forever. It'd be the end of the Falcons forever and the, you know, the franchise, all of it done, over. See you later.
I don't know, all that hype of 2 weeks. If it's never happened before, finally the Vikings essentially have a home playoff game. Wow, and it's so big, and all these Vikings fans, and who saw this coming with a third string quarterback in Case Keenum, and just ruined. Oh, yeah, no, I want it to be the Vikings.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Purple people eating putzes? Pinheads? They use whatever alliteration you want.
Arthur on Cape Cod. Hi, Arthur.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Two quickies. The Bruins. I think Krug should be put up on a forward line. And then the Patriots. Why don't they give Colin Kaepernick a chance?
Okay, babe. We're going to leave the Colin Kaepernick thing to the side. I mean, we'll leave the Krug thing to the side because why are we doing that?
Let's leave the whole call to the side. For that matter, really. I mean, not exactly two things that were the forefront of my thoughts in the last, I don't know, month, 6 months, year. I don't know. I don't think about Colin Kaepernick in Foxborough. I don't think about Krug at wing.
But Krug's been tough this year. He had a bad first half. He's been the weekly Gundy. Peter in Norwood. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Michael. Anthony, you're going to beat me up a little bit for this, but I'm gonna give credence to the guy in Maine. Jimmy Stewart, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the report, it mentions that they offered Garoppolo $17 to $18 million for 4 years. Is that correct?
That was what the story said, yes.
Now, why, and Michael, go ahead, you can jump on me too. Why is there not a shot that they don't have a chance at him in this offseason, depending upon how the Super Bowl goes?
Because why is San Francisco letting him go? They got him for a steal. They have their guy of the future. Why would they ever let him go?
But if I'm Garoppolo and I get a comparable number from the Patriots, why do I not want to come back here?
Okay, if San Francisco,
I can do the same argument.
Listen, if he doesn't sign a contract in San Francisco, they franchise him and he goes nowhere. He has no rights. He has no movement.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, there's your answer. So, all right, it's not often you can settle it like that in a minute or less.
I mean, I don't expect everybody to know every rule about everything. But the franchise rule, that's not exactly a hidden one.
No. So, let's just say you're right that Jimmy wants to come back here and force his way here. All San Francisco has to do is franchise him.
And he goes nowhere. And they can franchise him for 2 years. So now you're out to 2020. Now look, 2020? Fine. You want to say in 2020 you can sign him? Great. Meanwhile, they get 2 years to play.
I mean, and just like we asked with Josh, is this even a good spot for him anymore? If you're Jimmy Garoppolo, don't you want to stay out there? Create your own legacy, start from the ground up with their thing. There's less of an expect. You can go 10-6 and you're still a flipping hero.
Why be the guy that follows Brady?
You get to live in San Francisco. You don't have to follow Tom Brady. You're on the ground level with the new coach. They're invested in you. You're invested in them. You don't have to live up to anyone's expectations. The next wave for the Patriots is going to be miserable for those people. They're going to go 10-6 or 11-5, and we're going to say, you suck. That's going to be a hard road there for, I don't know, however long. I mean, that's going to be a difficult thing. Now, if they're good and they, again, like the Niners did, and they kept winning, and they won a championship, and then great, you faced it down and you survived it. But that's, I don't know. I don't know if everyone wants that.
I'll tell you, I think when you really weigh it out, and I guess from a divisional standpoint, the same would be true here. Garoppolo's in a really good spot. I mean, he's got a coach that has developed a couple of quarterbacks. Seattle is, sort of on the downside there. They're on the back nine.
Rams.
Now, maybe the Rams are coming, but Arizona's cooked. They're screwed. That team blows. Like, San Francisco could easily be fighting for the division here, maybe even next year.
No question.
Now, I think that's a little soon, okay? I think it's maybe a little soon. But they could be the best team in the division in 2 years. Maybe it is next year. What the hell do I know? It's a good spot.
Our buddy Matthew's in Framingham. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, I agree with that, Matt. Before I give my take, I just want to say, Benjamin Button, I can't wait till he comes to town talking about Kyrie the way he is. Oh, I can't wait. But anyway, so I want to talk about the AFC right now. You have the Bears just hired the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, who was up 21-3. Pat Kareem Hunt only gave him 11 carries, threw the ball without his number one receiver injured. It makes no sense to me. And then on the other side, you have Tennessee, who obviously he's one of the worst coaches in the league, and he's going to get fired. And I don't understand the whole premise of just because you win a playoff game, which they were lucky to even do, that he keeps his job. That's why these teams suck. You should go on. If you want him, you want him. You don't just go by if he wins a game. That makes no sense to me. And then also, you look on the other side, Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, they only put up 10 points against the Bills. They made the Bills look like the 85 Bears. I mean, it's just, I don't see.
It's pathetic, Matthew. It's pathetic out there.
Honestly, I think actually Jacksonville will beat Pittsburgh, and we will wipe the floor with them, and we will see the Saints and beat them in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so he's got that all covered. Do you think Jacksonville has a chance in Pittsburgh?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do only because I don't have faith or big belief in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's stupid.
I also want to see what Antonio Brown looks like. I mean, that's a big variable for me. And look, Pittsburgh should win the game either way, but Jacksonville pasted him early in the year.
They picked off Roethlisberger 5 times in that game earlier this year.
Let's be real. Pittsburgh should win, but it's just the kind of game they would lose. Getting overhyped, looking ahead of them, looking ahead. Tomlin's not going to ignore the elephant in the room. It'd be fireworks that day. So, they're just the kind of team to overlook their opponent, get ahead of themselves, and blow a game they should win.
Tell you, after watching the AFC over the weekend, I told you this earlier, If Belichick could have walked into that meeting today that Jimmy's talking about with Kraft and Brady, he could have sat down right then and there, again, taking a crap on Kraft's desk and said, I quit, I'm leaving, and the Patriots are still going to the Super Bowl. Who's going to stop him? Tennessee?
Well, that shadow of Tom Coughlin would loom quite large over that AFC championship.
Oh, God.
So I've heard this a couple of times.
Did you watch Blake Bortles yesterday?
Yeah, no, he's awful.
He can't hit a check down.
No, he's so bad.
I think he can't hit a back out of the backfield.
I think he finished with 87 yards passing.
So bad. The whole thing is so bad. I said this
yeah,
earlier.
But that run, though, I love that
run. The run. When you watch the AFC teams, all the big plays come from the quarterback tucking it and running.
Mariota.
The whole Tennessee comeback started with Mariota starting to, he started to run around. And Bortles, the only plays he made were running around. And even Alex Smith, it's running around. And the only one, and Newton ran a crap ton. He also made some plays with his arm. The only guy is Breece, who actually plays the court. Oh, but he's NFC. What am I saying?
Or Matt Ryan.
Yeah, no, so I mean, those are NFC teams, though. In the AFC, all the plays are from the quarterbacks running, which means only one thing. By definition, you suck. If you suck. You know, if you're running like that, you suck.
And what do you think Belichick will do to those quarterbacks?
They ain't going to run against the Patriots.
Keep them in the pocket.
So you have to sit back there and throw, and they can't do it. This poor Bortles kid can't hit a back out of the backfield. I'm sorry, you were just going to say?
So, no, I was just going to say, and I've heard this a couple of times today about Kansas City and the play calling. Kansas City didn't have the ball in the second half. What are they, over for 9 minutes? And I'm not saying the play calling was good. Tennessee had the ball the whole second half.
They had 3 first downs in the second half.
That was unbelievable. Like, really, the whole thing.
And the guy gets a head job 2 weeks, you know, 2 days
later.
Yeah,
well, run the ball with Kareem Hunt. They are stupid.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I'm just saying that, but they also couldn't get off the field on defense. They couldn't get off the field. My favorite was, you know, in terms of their defense, was the 35-yard touchdown run by Derrick Henry. Watch number 57, the linebacker there.
Watch Darrell Revis.
Watch
on
number 24,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought Landon Roberts was playing for Kansas City for a second there when I saw that guy get spun around.
But at least he didn't give up. You watch Revis on that play.
On that one, and watch the other one, the Henry run to seal the game. Revis quits there, too.
Quits. Flat out quits. That guy. Ugh. Has he fallen? Caleb and Lawrence. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, man.
Caleb. First time caller. Been listening to you guys for a couple years, man. I got a question, man. Now that we're going to go, hopefully we go to the Super Bowl or whatnot, do you think if we do make it to the Super Bowl and we win another championship, do you think after that Tom Brady might retire?
He better not. I'm right. I mean, he just made you trade the heir apparent. He can't go anywhere for 2 or 3 years. If he does, man, that is... How will that go down, Caleb? How will he go down in history?
Then everything Belichick said about him in the story is true.
I mean, that talk about a problem. Not only, I mean, we'll love him for the championships, but you had a chance to transition to the next guy. He forced the trade to the next guy, and then he retires a year later? Oof. It's not going to happen.
Cold.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, cold.
Not going to happen.
I doubt it would happen, too. But again, if you wanted to come up with some FU scenarios, Belichick and Brady are positioned to really give Kraft the finger.
Which is usually not how the Patriots do it. They usually don't leave themselves exposed like they have. Here's Brian in Midway. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, I'm just driving home listening to all these Patriots fans trash Brady, calling him a fraud, saying he's unlikable. What's going on? Can go on YouTube, watch a highlight video, think about everything he's done, look at the standings. You're the number one seed in the playoffs, Super Bowl favorite again, and just appreciate it. All because of Garoppolo? He's won 5 games in San Fran. Who knows what's going to come out of him? Why? What's the mood change?
Because I think Brady hasn't covered himself in glory here the last, you know, I don't know.
But it's a hit piece. That's exactly what ESPN wants
okay.
you to think about him.
Yeah, no. Not ESPN. Belichick or his camp.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's Belichick doing that, not ESPN.
But these are the same fans who went out of their way to defend Brady when it was obvious that he deflated the football. Now they get one story against him, and they all flip, and they can't appreciate the current run they're on.
So, I don't think that many people are flipping.
But by the way, I can't speak for them, Brian. All I know is I think the story paints him in a poor light, and I think I don't think the story's unfair either. I think what Brady's done with his trainer there is bad. It's bad form.
Yeah, but just to all the fans, go on YouTube, watch the highlight video, the 28-3 stuff, and just appreciate it. That's all I got.
Okay, babe. Fair enough. I mean, on the field, again, you shouldn't have many complaints on the field. You really shouldn't. And that was the most unfair part of the story, probably of all. That, you know, I mean, again, talk about a hit. That is the hit. That was the hit piece part of it. And if that's the one, if I'm Brady, I'm pissed. And I'm, you know, it's going to motivate me. And it should motivate him. That whole piece about their internal evaluations, again, the criticism has continued this year as Brady has been hit a lot and battled various injuries. Atypically, he's missed a lot of practices. And in the team's private evaluations, He's showing the slippage of a 40-year-old quarterback even as he's contending for the MVP. That's just woof. That is right. Again, when the first time I read that, I'm like, oh, gloves are off on this one, man. He's missed a lot of practices, which, again, is a subtle shot at the whole Guerrero thing, because I think he goes to see Guerrero on those days. So he's not in the building or he's not at practice. He's with Alex. And so, you know, Bill doesn't like anyone missing practice for whatever reason. But, you know, so now they're holding, whatever the reason, they're holding it against him. Right? Atypically, he's missed a lot of practices, and the team's private evaluations is showing the slippage of a 40-year-old quarterback even as he's contending for the MVP. You know, if you're Brady, that should motivate you.
Sure, absolutely, yes. I mean, again, I think that's part of it. I think the timing of it in part was, you know, I just rule out nothing when it comes to Belichick and his, you know, Belichick's hard to get for the large majority of media people. So if someone's going to write some sort of story and Belichick's going to cooperate, he could negotiate that into, you know, okay, fine, but when are you publishing? Then here's when you're going to publish. And it happens to be the Friday before, during the bye week, right before the first round game, when Brady hasn't played well in 5 weeks. I don't rule that out at all. I'm sorry. I believe that that was part of the decision.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub. No one says it like they do. Like they do.
So my question to the people of Boston is, what are you, nuts?
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you
by... Jags the Undaunted.
Whoa, sorry about that. Let me X that out there, Jimmy. Sorry. Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires. Only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. Oh, best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. No, buddy. So three pieces of sound here, a couple that had to do with today's show. But, as you know, play-by-play guy Sean McDonough's vocal cords on Saturday night, they cracked, and that's putting it mildly.
What's wrong with that?
Towards the end of the Titans win over the Chiefs in the wild card game, which immediately conjured up thoughts of Peter Brady's voice cracking in that memorable episode of the Brady Bunch. So I had some fun with this, and here you go.
And now the Chiefs really up against it. First and 10, Tennessee. And the ball comes out! The ball has come out! Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs, with a touchdown!
Sean, it's time to change.
Sean, it's time to change.
Touchdown! Don't try to hide yourself like you were gonna die when you called it the Chiefs.
The Chiefs!
Sean, it's time to change.
You've got to rearrange
and find someone new to take John Gruden's seat.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Sha-na-na-na-na. The all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs.
Sha-na-na-na-na.
You didn't even hear the whistle, too. Like, going back and looking at that play, it's like, oh, the whistle was immediately blown. Like, how do you miss that? Not a good night.
What can I tell you? Good work there, Murray, as always. What else we got?
You took a, how could it be described? Well, you wanted to do something, it got bleeped. We had to drop this.
And it's not...
No, it's not that bad. It's I mean, really in the real world, it's not that bad.
Basically, though, it's who I want to play in the Super Bowl and why, because we get to do something to the people of Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah.
My first choice, again, just for entertainment purposes, is Minnesota.
Sure.
I would love to be able to go into Minnesota. It's their home team. It's all purple, and we're going to take a steaming all over them. Like, I think that would be fun. I can't say that, Jimmy.
No. That one's not really FCC compliant.
How is it not?
Yeah, it's just not. It's too graphic in terms of the word. Believe me, I've used it before and gotten dumped.
That's ridiculous.
I know. P is acceptable, but not the other one.
So P is acceptable.
That's even borderline there, but it's more acceptable than the one you used.
How about a boiling squirt?
I love the thought of going into Minnesota and having been all purple and all those Viking fans and the Patriots just absolutely eviscerating that team and
not as
crushing
funny.
Those people.
Not
that would be
funny.
Fun.
Not as fun.
So annoying that I can't say that other thing. God.
Yeah, see, though, and the reason, too, you couldn't even use P is...
It's a verb. It's an action.
Well, right. Yeah, and it's in some circles, it could be looked at as a sex act.
Well, I was just going to say, how about the
Oval Office?
Yeah, how about you say...
Oh, right.
I was going to say, how about go to Minnesota and give those people the Tiger Woods treatment?
The Donald Trump treatment.
Was he into that, too? I didn't know that about Tiger.
Don't you remember all those text messages?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't remember that, but I do know the Russians wanted it.
Yeah, the Russians.
The Russians wanted to do to Trump what I wanted to do to the people of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Some good stuff in those Tiger Woods texts.
And Maz had a moment earlier that was reminiscent of another host here at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah.
He did.
I don't remember this.
Bill's not coaching forever. He's not. Well, what does he have? Three? Five? I'd be stunned if he's here in 5 years.
If a Garoppolo were here, how many years do you think he could have given you?
Three.
Oh, I say more.
Oh, he probably would have went until he was 71.
Oh, God, what are you coming up with that?
He'd have gone five more with Garoppolo.
All I'm just saying is, you just blew it on the quarterback. You've had chances to reset this thing and reset it right with getting people to overpay for your... I mean, you can't overpay for Bill Belichick, I guess. But two from the Giants. Two firsts, 2 seconds, and I don't care about the money. But that's a tremendous opportunity to reset your franchise and not get caught in this Neverland, this purgatory that we see other teams get caught in when they lose their franchise quarterback or their franchise coach because they hang on too long.
But, Mike, they just had the opportunity to reset their franchise with Jimmy Garoppolo and Bill Belichick.
I know. Why do you keep going back to that? We know that.
Because why are we even discussing it if they just had the chance to reset?
I think it's a fun topic.
Okay. I think it's useless.
Okay. Then we'll go to the headlines with Murray.
Was that Tony's "That's Not What I Do" moment? Is that what just happened there? The Patriots going to host the Tennessee Titans in the divisional round this Saturday night.
Until you're blue in the face, Murray.
This Saturday night.
You can talk about it until you are blue in the face.
That's not what I do. If you want to do it, go ahead. I'll be sitting on the sidelines watching you talk about this for the next 4 months until your face turns blue.
That was your face turns blue moment.
Yep, you can talk about trading Belichick for as long as you want until your face turns blue.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Falling down the stairs and breaking your ankle doesn't sound good. But falling down the stairs and breaking your ankle with no health insurance sounds even worse. Life can change in an instant. Be covered when it does. At Covered California, we can help you get financial help to pay for your health plan. Covered California, it's more than just health care. It's life care. Visit coveredca.com today. Open enrollment ends January 31st.